Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into stories they're working on. I'm Dave Nordman, assistant managing editor. We're joined today by Boston Celtics beat writer Bill Doyle. Bill's been covering the team's playoff run. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Bill. Jason Tatum told reporters after Game 5 that nobody gave them a chance to win. Did you give them a chance to win?
I gave them a chance, but they are surprising me. The reason he said that is because of all their injuries. Gordon Hayward went down in Game 1, and then people were thinking, oh, they're not going to go as far as they did last year. Then they play well, but Kyrie Irving goes down in March, and now you're thinking, they're not going anywhere in the playoffs. But somehow they beat Milwaukee. A lot of people didn't think they would. They beat them in 7, and then they were the underdogs against Philly, and they beat them in 5, even though Philly had won 20 of its previous 21 games.
The hottest team coming into the playoffs.
The hottest, exactly. And most people thought they're going to cruise through the Celtics, but they didn't, obviously.
Bill, you've gone on the record as saying, Brad Stevens should have been in consideration for Coach of the Year. Is Brad Stevens the reason why, when these players go down, that they weren't given a chance to win their first series? They certainly weren't predicted to beat the Sixers. Is Brad Stevens the biggest reason why?
Yes, I think he is. I think he's probably the best coach in the NBA.
What makes him the best coach?
Because he puts his players in position to win. He accentuates their strengths. He doesn't ever get down on his players. Shemi Ojeleye, who's not a very good offensive player at all, is a great defender, and yet he never got down on him. He's a rookie, and he put him in the playoffs and had him guard the Greek Freak. He had him guard. Okay, he could have lost his confidence under other coaches, but Brad Stevens always believes in his players, and so they believe in themselves.
And nobody gave them a chance to beat the Sixers. Obviously, nobody outside of Boston is giving them a chance to beat the Cavaliers. So I'll ask you this question. The Celtics will win the series because why?
They'll win the series because they've contained LeBron James. LeBron averaged 34 points in the playoffs so far. The next highest scorer on the team is Kevin Love with 14.7. He's averaging 20 more points than Kevin Love. If they can hold him to like 25 points, keep him from getting to the basket, easier said than done, they have a chance.
And after after the Cavs previous playoff series, LeBron James voiced that he was tired. Can the Celtics make him work hard enough to make him tired, to make him frustrated, and that will that be good enough?
I don't know if fatigue can be a factor, because they're going to have like a week off before the playoff series begins, and the games are spread out. So he should have enough rest between games. But they definitely need him to work on defense, in addition to taking the ball to the basket and shooting threes.
And we know from past history, home court doesn't really mean a thing when it comes to this series. The Celtics have had home court before against the Cavaliers, and it hasn't meant a thing. Will it mean something this year, opening that series at home?
I think it'll mean something this year. The Celtics are undefeated at home in the playoffs. It's their only hope. But last year, if you remember, they had the home court advantage against Cleveland in the conference finals. But Isaiah Thomas was not himself in Game 1. And then he went out in Game 2 with a hip injury. And they had no chance after that.
And I think you wrote a few weeks ago, when Kyrie Irving went down for the season, it was better that it happened, obviously, a month to go in the season and not during the playoffs. Maybe they get a higher seed. It doesn't matter, because now they've had a chance to adjust and look where they are now.
This is going to sound crazy, but I'm under the opinion that they should trade Kyrie Irving.
Really?
Yes, because think about this. A lot of people don't think they're going to beat Cleveland, so they've gone just as far and a lot of people would think, even with Kyrie Irving, they wouldn't beat Cleveland. So they've gone about as far as they would have gone with or without Kyrie.
So you trade Kyrie Irving, that means you're a fan of, you think Rozier can get it done?
I think Rozier can get it done, but I also like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I think they've blossomed without Kyrie Irving on the team.
And Kyrie Irving has 1 year left in his contract. And realistically, what do you look for in return from a guy like Irving?
Who's
one of the best players in the NBA?
You know, I must admit, I've been asked this question by other people, and I can't, I need to think more about who I want in return. But Anthony Davis comes to mind. I would really like to see him be a Celtic. Whether that trade could work out, I don't know. Why would New Orleans give him up?
That is obviously a year down the road, or at least during the off season. But we're focused on the series against the Cavaliers, game one, Sunday, Boston Garden. Bill, give me a prediction. Give me a prediction for game one, and give me a prediction for the series. Which way do you see it going?
Well, just because no one thinks this is going to happen, I think they'll win game one. I think they'll win the series in game seven games.
Seven-game series. So that means that there'll be probably, the way the NBA schedule goes, a couple months from now back here in Boston for game seven. Thank you, Bill, for your insight. Make sure to check out Bill's coverage in the pages of the Telegram Gazette on telegram.com. And, of course, you can follow Bill. His Twitter handle is BillDoyle15. Thank you, Bill, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.